Boneboy Speaks, episode 601, Forced Offline.
I know a lot of people complain about Comcast, and I certainly have done my share of complaining about Comcast, but mostly for their pricing, not for their reliability. Usually, it stays up pretty well. I don't have too many issues with availability, but today, well, we're having such an issue. My cable modem rebooted, and I stopped being able to access the internet, and, well, you know, at least when I called Comcast's line, they said that, yes, there's an outage in your area, and we'll be back up at 4 p.m. Well, yeah, well, it's pretty much the end of my workday. For a variety of reasons, I need to stay home today, so it's not something I can, I need to be home, and unfortunately, all of the various mechanisms I can use to get on the internet, well, don't work. So here I am, and this is what we're at right now. So the things don't work, and yes, I have a 4G dongle. I think the thing I use as a hotspot is currently dead, so that makes it kind of difficult to use as a hotspot. And so the long and the short of it is, yeah, I'm pretty much offline except on my phone, which gets kind of spotty signal from AT&T, and my iPad, which gets maybe not so great signal on T-Mobile at my house, and so here we are. So things are offline. It does happen from time to time, and it's actually, the weather's actually pretty good outside. Maybe it's good just to go outside and not do anything, but I also figure, well, I might take the opportunity to record some podcasts because I'm not sure when I'm going to have the cycles to do that. Although, interestingly, the things I use to record my podcast, of course, I save things to Instapaper and then I use them as things I talk about, but can't even get to Instapaper right now. So, we'll see what happens. But this is one of those rare times that I'm offline, and yeah, sometimes it's good to be offline, I guess. There are people that completely disconnect themselves. I'm going to have an opportunity here in the not too distant future to go off the grid, as it were. Though I don't think I've ever completely go off the grid, but I certainly, don't spend as much time on the grid. And it's definitely good to get away from it, have the space, not have the interruptions and all of that happy stuff. So I guess in those times when you do have a bit of a forced break, whatever it is, whether it's because you're in a location where there's no connectivity or the connectivity you have suddenly disappears, I'd say enjoy it, because I think as things move forward, it's going to become more and more difficult to disconnect, and I think it's actually very important to do from time to time. I know people who keep the Sabbath, particularly Jewish folks that completely disconnect from all beeping, vibrating, connected, buzzing, lighted devices for 25 hours, and it's actually, I think there's actually some benefit to that. The folks that do it, I mean, they clearly do it for religious reasons, or at least that's the reason they started. But there's probably some real benefit to it, just being completely disconnected. And I don't know, maybe we could all go on a digital fast every once in a while. Probably wouldn't hurt us.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/ps.